Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. I always say that literally, right? As we get older, we just never know. And I'm just so thrilled to be here. Today, we are going to mix in our show. You know how we always separate it. We're just going to kind of mix it in and fly by. So next hour will fly by as usual. I hope everybody is doing well. And in this day and age, we have our social media is just taking over crazy. And we're getting ready for robotic times, and everything's automated. Convenience is there. And we just wonder, you know, what's going to stay of the old? What's going to come in the new? Are we going to mix it in? What's going to happen? We have Vince Prato today with us, and he is in marketing. He's been in print mailing, advertising, social networks. He's got years and years of experience. And we're wondering, you know, with marketing, is print mailing going to be over? Not hardly. And Vince is going to weigh in on that with us today. He's an expert in marketing, having been in the print advertising business for over 20 years. He has run very successful businesses, including but not limited to social media marketing. He is the founder of MyMovingList.com, which we'll get into a little bit more today. It's a moving app used by people moving, connecting merchants with people moving up to 90 days before and 90 days after their move. So you can imagine the agents and brokers on the line and sellers and buyers. Just imagine taking that stress, because it's a lot of stress when you're moving. And it's a lot of stress even for the agents and brokers helping people do all this. It works out. You know, we're supposed to make it more comfortable. Well, this app is going to simplify things for people and help you with lots of checklists and also vendors and other people to help meet all your needs, all in one place, keeping it organized. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Vince. Hey there.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Natalie. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, did I pronounce your last name right? Because I'm looking at it going, wait a minute here.
It's Prado, but I've been called a lot of other things, so it was close enough.
It is such a pleasure to talk to you, and you're also in part of Calvary Chapel too, huh?
I regularly attend the Calvary Chapel Church. I've been a Christian for, oh, gosh, I'm going to say probably about 35 years now. So I've been blessed there. Thanks.
I love, we go to Calvary Chapel Kaneohe on Oahu. And just amazing churches all over. Yes.
Yes.
Hey, so you are actually in Las Vegas.
Correct. Yes,
okay.
I started as a resident of Chicago, and in 1991 moved my family out to Las Vegas, and loving it ever since.
Oh, yeah, we have a location out there. So tell us, give us some history, because you're definitely a marketing expert, because what I want to talk about today with you, and definitely your app is amazing. We definitely want to talk about that, but I'd also like to talk about and get your opinion and your take on what's happening today. And since you're very much an expert with print mailing as well, we'd like to get your take on if you think it's going to stay, if it's going to be a dinosaur, or why you should use both, or, you know, so before we get into all that, if you could tell us about you, so we with what you've done, because I've talked to you, we were talking before, and you are definitely an expert in this field. You can see that you have your pulse on many, many different parts of it.
Correct. I've been in mostly in direct mail marketing throughout most of my life, also going back about 37 years now. And originally I started putting out my own individual flyer, neighborhood flyer, and then I went to work for a company that was the largest direct mailing company at the time called Advo. And as time went by, I started looking into other elements of marketing and mostly focused on things related to mover. I worked for a company called Welcome Wagon for a short time and did a test program to movers called Home at Last by a company called Money Mailer. And ultimately, in 1999, started a mailing service, which is now called New Resident Services in Las Vegas. And we specifically, again, focused on movers and homeowners. You know, though we do cover other aspects of direct mail marketing. Now, the direction of direct mail marketing, in my opinion, is this is always going to be around. It's not going to go away. It does get a little bit more costly, and if you have a slower economy, it does perform a little less effectively. But overall, it's the only way you can really reach consumers in a geographical area. That's right. And you can get up to, like, typically 98% of the consumers. So if you're you could sometimes break it out by renter or homeowners. You could break it out by other things as well. I mean, you could break it out by income level. So you could become real targeted. You could break it out by when the home was built. So it allows you certain elements, and obviously you're matching your product and your services to the item that you're selling or the services that you're selling. So it's very good. It's going to be around, I think, for a number of years. You can never say never, but for a number of years.
Right.
And it works well with all the internet stuff's going on. For example, I just looked at a mailing list today. If somebody was searching remodeling, it went on a list.
Okay.
So I could find people that are thinking of remodeling their homes.
Because I know on the internet, well, on the internet you have that geo-tracking, and they say they can get specific with people in all the areas. So then you have access to the same type of information, but it's sent out hand delivery, right? Mail delivery.
Yeah, we do it mail delivery, and you can break down your mailings pretty much to the exact address. Unless you're doing volume, in such cases it would make more sense to do it by the mail carrier himself, because you get the best postage price that way. So, as far as within the real estate industry, I think there are new ways of doing it. So there's probably people using direct mail a little bit less today, but it's still going to be there. If you're working a farm, if you want to regularly let people know in your neighborhood who you are, I'm sure you want to mail that farm area and let them know you're there.
Do you think, when you said you had been with Money Mailer, I think that's pretty much where we get the envelopes and you have a lot of coupons within one. Is that where you're getting a lot of coupons or in one envelope, right? Is that which is different than, say, a door hanger or just one piece that a person's marketing themselves specifically or one company's marketing, right? Did you see a difference in that?
They both have benefit. Here's it in a nutshell. Coming from the shared mail background and also doing individual mail background, when you go shared mail, you have a lot of people that just don't want to sort through it. My new mover program here in Las Vegas is a shared mail program, but it's more prone to have somebody look through it because the packaging and everything, the inserts, are all related to what's going on in their life. In our case, in Las Vegas, it's for new home buyers. So it does help a little bit. But when you go with something like a Money Mailer or a ValPak, it can get stereotyped. That, and so you might lose a lot of the viewers because they just don't want to sort through, you know, you sort through 40 or 50 pieces of paper. On the other hand, there's no way cheaper you could advertise. Once
than that,
than together. Because ultimately, if you really know your cost, if postage today for that kind of postage is typically in the area of about 15.6 cents, if my memory serves me correct, you divide that cost between sometimes 40 advertisers in a packet, you could really realize that even if they're charging you 3 or 4 or 5 cents, their cost is probably for the printing and everything maybe about a half cent. So those companies do well. They make a lot of money by doing it, and it benefits the advertiser because they do get a lower cost per address. They'll tell you maybe it's about 75% of someone is going to glance at something that they get in their mail. I don't think it's that high with the shared mail program. I know a lot of times we're prone to sell, you know, give out general direct mail information.
Right.
But you get a market that just says, I'm going to look through it every time, and you know, maybe you lose half of them, but your cost is half.
Right.
So ultimately,
that
it does pay off, and it's very successful for a lot of realtors.
I would think most people are looking for coupons or discounts when they go through it, if they're going to take the time to go through that many. I mean, you would think on but can vary. Now, with the postage, though, I think there's still, like the old days, it depends where you are. I'm saying the old days, but I remember doing those when I was first in real estate over 32 years ago, doing door-to-door or door knockers or things you'd stick. And it depended on the zip code. Some places you couldn't just put the piece on their door. They were going to charge you for the postage. It just depended on the zip code and the rules in that area, you know, whether you could do door-to-door or through the post office. And then, well, so your mailing program sounds really good because you have everything, I mean, your moving program that ties everything into moving, which would be more likely targeted to.
Yes. The issue I was going to say with door hanging or going door to door, it is mostly with associations. They don't like people doing that. There's nothing legal or illegal about it. In fact, if somebody can't put something in a mailbox if it's external, because it is the property of the post office. So it's not like you could just do door-to-door and put it in there. And I think I kind of mentioned door-to-door actually is a little bit more effective than direct mail, in the sense of the way that you're usually getting full exposure and full attention, even if someone's going to throw you in the garbage. They're walking to that door and saying, what is this, you know? So you do get a little bit more attention, and it's not a bad way to go. It is a lot of work, but, you know, direct mail, like I said, is the easier way to go, and I would encourage, you know, for people to do what's best for them. If they could do it a door hanger and be effective, it's not going to hurt them.
So you think, okay, would you say that, because, you know, years ago we used to do the mailing pieces, now you can still do just listed or just sold, you know, for people in the real estate industry, because you think print mailing's not over, do you think because so many people are not doing it that you would stand out more or overall?
Yeah.
As agents and brokers,
Yes, and the best thing is, it depends on, of course, where you are, but a lot of the retailers like to come out on Tuesday or Wednesday when people are planning their shopping. So the best thing you could do if you're doing direct mail and you're not concerned about having the weekend as far as the day that people have to shop in your store location, is bring your mailing into the post office on, you know, Monday afternoon, or better yet, Tuesday night, and it's probably not going to be delivered into the mailbox until Thursday or Friday. So when the other stuff is coming out in the mailboxes, and the volume is usually on Tuesday and Wednesday, the best thing to usually do is put your mailing in on a Tuesday afternoon with the post office, and it takes them a couple of days to get it out if it's local. If you're out of state and mailing something to a different state, it'll take a lot more time.
Right, so you actually target the days as well, huh?
Yeah, and by targeting the days, actually you're trying to avoid the volume of mail. That's what we're trying to do, Natalie. We're trying to sit there and say, okay, if I know everybody's going to be mailing heavily on Tuesday or Wednesday, I might want to get a little tension by getting my mail piece out on Thursday or Friday.
Smart. That makes a lot of sense. The yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So it's pretty much here to stay because the post office is, you know, a lot of people thought that was going to, you know, the post office has been gearing up on being more competitive with, guess, FedEx and UPS. And
the post office has a good program if you do neighborhood farming and you have all single families in that area. You might want to look into a program they call EDDM. And EDDM is something you could do yourself. You don't have to address your mail piece. You just go ahead and get it printed. It's got to meet certain print requirements. You could check with your post office on that, and they'll give you that. But what they do is they just put one piece in every mailbox so it doesn't have an addressing to it. There's a little bit of work in doing it, but you could go out there and say, a carrier route pretty much matches your farming area pretty good if you're a realtor, and you could go ahead and get your message out to the consumer. It's a great way to get the consumer to know you. It's really a good way for them to get familiar with that. Because sometimes I don't think, you know, buying a home is the decision that you say, unless tragedy happens. Most of the time, I would think it's a planned decision. Do we want to move? Where do we want to move to? Where do we want to go to? So, So sometimes it's a spur of the moment, something, a tragedy happens or something, you know. But so being out there on a regular basis is not going to hurt to build your reputation.
Especially if somebody's building a farm, though, I think they would want to do it. Like, so it's called E as in Edward, D as in David, M as in Mary, EDDM?
Correct. Every Door Direct Mail is what it stands for.
Oh, okay. Great. And then, because I know years ago, I remember one time, oh my gosh, this must be, I'm dating myself. I can remember from where I was living and, you know, age-wise kind of thinking about that, but it was probably 28, 30 years ago. I remember having an assistant one time put out 10,000 pieces of mail that we did bulk mailing ourselves, and she had to close all those envelopes. It took her like a week. I mean, this was a long time ago.
Wow.
You know, she had to put the, well, she didn't lick them. She had the sponge, right? But I remember.
Right.
I go for 10,000. It was so fun. I mean, like, I wouldn't do that to somebody now, but because, I mean, there's so many easier ways to do it. But
yes.
You still get the bulk mail is still worth it, too, for somebody to do, I would imagine. I guess all that still applies. I've been away from all this for so long. Yeah,
I think overall it is. So I would say the realtor industry is doing less of it today than they've done in the past. But here's the thing about when you do, let's say you're doing a postcard or a letter. There's certain rules that I think you want to apply. Just by looking at your own habits, you'll probably find that you're doing the same thing and don't even realize it. For example, if you get a postcard in the mail, the chances are you're not going to look at all the details as you read it. You're going to give it a two-second glance to determine if it's something that you're interested in. So a postcard should be designed to communicate something within 2 to 3 seconds. So it's almost like looking at a picture. If you're looking at a picture, what does that picture say? Is it something that gets my attention? Then I'll decide whether I want to read on. The same thing with a letter. If you're going to use a letter, it's better to go ahead 5 to 7 sentences. I'm sorry, first five to seven words that you write in that letter, you may want to communicate the main point that with that as well.
Do people get turned off by the bulk mail? Is it better to pay the extra money for stamps, or does that not really not matter?
When you're talking first-class mail, you could do first-class bulk mail, too. Bulk mail today, as far as on advertising, is typically has the label of pre-sorted standard. And the way it kind of works is the consumer doesn't know. The consumer just kind of looks, unless they're a marketing person themselves, just kind of looks at the outside package. You could put a pre-sorted stamp on there. If they see a pre-sorted stamp, as far as they're concerned, it's, you know, it's a 49 cents.
It's
well,
not like the old
days.
Because I didn't know. I haven't been.
Yeah.
So that's still, because now you're seeing people do. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I don't think that makes a major difference in terms of your results. The main thing that makes a major difference, the biggest thing is the right timing. and the right offer and the right ad. Those three things are going to have, and then of course the right audience. So,
okay, so you're
farming
ad, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Those are the main things.
That makes sense. And if you're new in the business or you're trying to farm areas, it still makes sense because so many people are not, including us, are not using the print ads, you know, to market properties if you're in the real estate field because people are, you know, they're using the internet more because you can, you know, more people are looking for homes. They want to see the pictures. They're looking on the internet, not in the newspapers. But when you're directly mailing into somebody, I can see where that makes a difference, just like the farm areas where you, people keep mailing their cards and their pictures and information into that area. That and that would apply, I guess, for any business that's local, right? Because nowadays, we, I mean, people are using Amazon and they're shopping online and buying from places far away or couldn't doesn't have to be down the street. People still like local. So this it sounds like the marketing works best, the print mailing, for local, right? Pretty much.
Yes. When you're looking at it, as a general rule, when you're looking in a local area, that works best. All advertising competes with other advertising. So whether it's television, whether it's radio, you could count on it that if somebody responded from the radio, it just took a buyer away from direct mail if somebody's mail piece is going to go into the market. So it kind of dilutes everything when you have a lot of advertising. The thing is, we see the internet and technology as becoming a strength in some ways. Our biggest challenges are more or less the competitive changes that are going on in the market. The results of reaching the right person with the right timing, I mean, with the right offers, are still strong at direct mail. We just feel it's harder because things are diluted more overall, so you're not going to get as big of a bang for the buck that you got when postage was half the price of what it is today. You're also not going to get as big a bang for the buck when you know that there is so much more competition coming in every other direction. But it's still highly effective. It's still a very good way. I'd be out of business if I didn't have people that, you know, weren't doing good with direct mail. I have customers that when I started New Resident Services, today I have customers that started with me in 1999 that are still customers today.
Really?
And still saying, hey, you're still the best thing we have as far as producing results. So we are always gauged against other things. So, again, it's not to discourage anybody. You just got to be a little bit smarter on how you're using things, and you just got to look at where the opportunities are, because sometimes doing something different is what makes you successful. Everybody could do the same thing and copy. I always tell my businesses, given the cheapest price, it makes it so easy for your competitors to copy you. Because you're not doing anything that they can't adjust themselves. It's the difference.
Right.
Viva the difference. That's what's going to make a difference, is what you could bring to the table that they can't. That's really what you want to market and
advertise. Exactly. I agree. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic, yeah. But I still think right now, we're getting into this internet age and everything. You know, a lot of times, I don't get newspapers. I don't want to have to deal with the papers piling up, you know, so I just read on the internet or watch the news. Now, other people do get papers and subscriptions. But I can see with the marketing, putting your company name in front of the prospect, because so many aren't even looking at the newspapers now. You know, I can see where it's that piece is still really good. So people are doing the Facebook Live, LinkedIn, the other. I would think Facebook Live, though, is only getting whoever's on at that time. It's not necessarily target marketing, although I think with the Facebook ads, they have ways with the algorithms that you can target market.
That's the important factor is that's it. The information they could collect is more important because they really have a harder time targeting in a small geographical area. Does not help the small business person. But if I go in there and type in there, hey, I'm thinking of moving next week, guess what? I might all of a sudden start getting messages about moving pop-up in my pop-ups or emails. There is no more privacy when it comes to the internet. I mean, all the
That's
information that you provide. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was also, this is one of the things to the people that built mailless companies. People had a right to know what they were giving. It could remain private. The people on the internet, they could literally, if they want to, watch you while you're working on your computer. You know, so there is really
isn't
no
it terrible
privacy
though? Because
anymore.
It is true that they watch your buying habits and they get all that data, and then of course they're selling it to the other vendors and people or the advertisers, right? To put them
yes.
in touch with you. I just think that it's a little bit much. You know, so people say, that
right.
popped up. I don't know why that popped up. Oh, I buy that all the time. Well, we know why it popped up, right? Because they have access to everything we're doing. You're right. It's
yeah.
So do you ever see it? Do you see it going back to the old days? Well, never. We're going to still have the social networking or the internet's here to stay. But it almost makes you think it would be good to do something that's kind of special with the people, either like a little gift or maybe get expensive, but maybe a little contest or some type of cute quiz or something that gets people kind of hooked, right, into looking for your marketing piece every month, if you were doing every month. I mean,
yes.
some of these are every week, I would imagine.
Well, I think some things that sometimes help is if you could give something to them that stays in the house. To this day, a fellow that sold us our house, his name was actually Egbert, and he was a nice guy. And to this day, we've lived in our house for 16 years. We get a calendar. But guess
every
what?
Year, yeah.
Guess who's remembered? Yeah, guess who's remembered when it comes time to sell the house. I mean, you know,
right.
it's like we're looking at this as our retirement home, but the average person,
right.
According to the post office, moves, used to be every 7.2 years. I bet you it's a little bit higher now as far as home buyers go.
Right.
As far as
right.
homeowners go, it's probably not as often. So, you know, it's a great way. Leave behinds are good. And also, that's what makes direct mail a little bit tougher in the real estate industry, because you don't know when somebody is thinking about buying a home. You don't know when people are thinking about selling a home. So you really want to develop the relationship with the person before that, so you're top of mind.
Exactly. Makes sense. Okay, mm-hmm. So you're sticking with the marketing pieces, the hard, and you also have moved over into utilizing the internet extremely well. So tell us what got you started about to create. How did you start off with mymovinglist.com? Where did the thought first come from?
Well, the idea basically came from a couple of stages. First of all, being a marketing company that gave most of its focus to people that are buying homes or people moving in. I mean, you know, we've done business with people like Lazy Boy, Great Clips. These are, you know, customers that most of them are still actively running in our program. We have Kinetico, which is a major water softener company across the country. And they've all done well with it. And we find out that what's important about us is being there at the right time with the right products that you need. So our home buyer
right.
program basically started out where we were able to get messages and discounts into people's hands within about five, six days after they closed on the home on average. So it was, we were able to turn that information around quickly and get it to them. And it was great because they got an envelope filled with ads. And the average homeowner is going to go through and say, wow, I could use three or four of these, you know, moving into my new
right.
home. So it was perfectly
right.
placed, perfectly timed. Right. Now, what happened as time went on, we said, hey, what if there's people that put their house on the market and list at home. Maybe there's a way for us to help those people out because they want also information, too. And we developed something we called our moving guide. And the moving guide actually had a moving list in it. And we would mail those
okay.
to people who had their homes listed on the market. And so they would get this booklet, and they'd have information in it. They'd have a checklist, and it would be something like I was talking about earlier. You really want to have something that could stay around the house because, again, we don't know when they're going to get an offer on the house.
Right.
So we partnered with a company called Move for Less and a few of our other customers, and we sent out this moving guide to people. And then as time went on, we started saying, well, we're only doing this for people in Las Vegas. we're finding out overall it's doing well. You know, we're hearing good things from Sunburst, Shutter, Fanco fans here in Las Vegas, and Move for Less. Why not try to put something together on a national level that people could use that's paperless? And
Great idea. And
they could use it right in their phone because they always carry their phone with it. And so from that, we decided to put together a moving app with a checklist. And that's what we call mymovinglist.com or my moving list. And all you have to do is put in moving app at Apple Apps or Google Play, and you can download this for totally free. And this is great because if you're a realtor or if you're planning on moving, this is a phenomenal opportunity because it makes your move so much simpler. It takes a lot of the thought process out of what you need to do because it's all there within the checklist. It links informational sources that you might be able to use, like with certain states. You can change your moving address right from the app. You don't have to go to a post office.
Oh, you can do that? That's fantastic. That's huge because even I just have to say, in the post offices, many times they don't have it, and even online it doesn't always. That's great. So
yeah. And you could also, in most states, you could also change your voter's registration. So if you move from Maryland to Hawaii, you know, you don't have to do anything but go access the app itself. So it takes out a lot of that. It's very, very informational. We tie in with some links just for, you know, basic moving tips on YouTube. And, you know, so it's got a wide variety. But we don't want to put too much in the moving app with checklists because people don't have a lot of time. And so to just give them more things to do when you're moving is not always a good thing. Keep it simple. And that's why I see...
Do they have your vendors? Are vendors on the checklist as well? Okay.
Well, we're in a stage where it's a developmental stage and it's going to go ongoing developmental. We don't want to overwhelm the user, which is the consumer. We want to keep it simple. We want him to go out there and just be able to say, wow, 1, 2, 3, I've done this and it worked real well. So we do have vendors that we are in the process of putting together, but it's more or less they'll have to use the app to link to the vendor online. So if I'm looking for a moving company, I don't want to ram certain moving companies down their throat. I want them to choose who they want to use
let them.
I don't want to do that, and neither do the rest of the people in our company, Dusty or Ryan, because we want to keep it simple enough for people to say, it's there, it's a useful asset, it's simple to use, and I can do things quickly without being bogged down with advertising things hitting me over the
head. And that's what everybody needs these days, simplicity, right? We have so much coming at us from all different directions. And, you know, and a lot of times there's so much advertising on everything and anything we're doing. Is that something you're able to kind of simplify and not bog them down?
Yes. So there's no pop-ups on the app or anything. Right now, for example, we're working with a couple of our first customers. Maybe you need a container shipper to do a long distance move. So right now we're working with UPAC, and we're in the process of putting them in the app. So if you're gonna move from Chicago to Las Vegas like I did, and you just want to have it shipped by a container that you load, you can go ahead and sign up with you. So do I want UPAC? We're initially going to test it with banners to see how that works. But ultimately what we're going to do is just have a drop-down search thing. I need a mover or a container company, and you know, maybe 3 or 4 choices will come up from the app. So they don't have to go to a phone book or a different website.
Right.
Everything will be accessible through the app. And it's more to make it convenient. We are testing banners, but, you know, I'm not real up on banners. The goal of the moving app with checklists eventually is going to be able to kind of work the process too, from the time that you start looking for a new place to live all the way to the time where you've maybe moved into your new home, maybe up to 3 weeks after the move. So it's going to cover more elements long-term than what we just have in there.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it just is covering 80% the basics that they need.
You know what?
Now,
Thought of something, because I see, because you're saying up to 90 days before, 90 days after, and you're also matching, connecting merchants with people, right? So are you able to, like, say, for example, you have, say with the app, you have, can people register, like register themselves on the app, or do they just download it, and does that automatically register them?
We had them initially put in a phone number and a Gmail, and then we just decided we're going to go with Gmail because we're not taking information or selling that information.
Okay, that's really good.
So again, it's to help people, and if they want to reach merchants that we're tied to or can help them with, you know, we're more than happy to do that. But go ahead.
You know,
it'd
be great though. I'm just thinking, you know, it'd be awesome though. It's great to even point that out, because so much of everything we do today has so many ads. So people put up a web page, or, you know, not just a page, but a site, and then they have so many ads on it. And if people click through the ads, and of course Google makes money and the people make money, right? And I'm not against the ads, because, you know, we're in a world of advertising and marketing, and everybody, it's can be fair to everybody. But I just had a thought, and I don't know if you do this or could do this, just to add on your list. I'm always thinking. You're adding
your
checklist. No, please,
we're looking for ideas.
Moving companies, and I'm going to – yeah, moving companies, okay, and I'm not – like, you know how they have, like, Angie's List or Contractor's List or whatever? I'm not sure how many of the people are really checked out on some of these – companies moving companies have been notorious for having people getting stuff stolen from moving companies. I had it happen to myself in a horrible way. Four people and they got away with a lot of stuff. There was a lot of things, and there's not a whole lot you can do. I mean, you can file and go through all this, but I'm just saying, like, say for example, a moving company. You'd want to make sure that company runs background checks, right? Because these people are coming in your house, and they're doing, you know, it's not like a military move is a little different than just regular, a lot of people moving. So that would be something if the vendor, if you're connecting people with a moving company, not to make it hard, but if the vendors were willing, hey, you sign up on here, we've run your back, you know, you're running it, you're giving us, or something, however it's done, so it's simplified.
Right.
I'm not trying to make it harder. But I'm just saying it would be nice if not to make it is where people know, hey, I have security in this. I know, you know, and there's a lot of other companies, too, that would be able to make sure that, you know, it's totally on the up and up, you know, rather than just through the – so that's really nice. The checklist alone, I
good
mean,
idea.
This my moving list. The checklist alone makes it worth every bit of getting that information and having that app and all your checklists in one place.
Can I share a little bit about that? Can I share
a
little bit about the checklist? Okay. For realtors, it's a great form of after-sale service. You know, you go out there and say, hey, this is going to make your life a little bit easier. You might want to consider this My Moving List checklist to use to assist you in the move process, so it's not so stressful for you. It's great to make your customer know you care. So it's got a value there if you do that. Now, what's unique about our checklist, we break everything down into periods of time. For example, it might say tasks to do 4 to 6 weeks before you move, complete within 1 week before you move. It's all broken down into time period, things that you do on moving days. Now, the funny thing is you might find when you're going through the checklist, you know, there's items in there that you don't need. So we realize, you know, it's kind of broad, so we have to go ahead and put the itemized tasks that the consumers are using that could appeal to anyone. So it's like if you have pets, make their travel right? So they could just kind of delete what they want out of it if it doesn't apply to them. There's a little trash can in every item that's mentioned. And so the other thing there is there's a box to check off when you've completed it. You could also delete it after you complete it, but if you want to keep a record that it was done just to remind yourself, you put the check in there rather than delete out what you had done. So it's really something that they could use. And the last thing they could do with the checklist, the consumer, maybe there's something in the checklist that is applies to me personally that I want to do that doesn't apply to anybody else, and I want to do it, let's say, within 3 weeks before the move. I could add my own task to do, you know, within that time period. So they could add their own items in there as well. So it's really, and there's no paper. You carry your phone always with you. So you could just pull your phone out when you think of it, and it's top of mind. Let me add this in now. You don't have to be at home.
Can they print it if they want to, though? Can they print it if they want to do it?
The entire checklist would be quite a bit if they printed everything they wanted to do. What they have in the checklist is, what you could do is you could enter a reminder. And the reminder list can be printed out. So it could be just something as simple as call Dr. John, I want to get my medical records. You know, it could be something that simple. And then you
can
kind of just, you could check the reminders that you want and put that in a list. So it
has that anybody wants to print these days. I'm just asking because especially the younger generation, they'll say, I still like a hard – no. We've got such
Our main print feature in the moving checklist is box labels. So they could go in there, and there's, like, rooms that you could change the name of the room. Like, I have in my example app, I have Mike's room or, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't use symbols or anything like that, but you could go ahead. You got kitchen. You got bedroom one, bedroom two. And you could go in there, and you could then take the app, and you could create a label for yourself. Like you might, for bedroom one or for Mike's room, you might want to say, these are clothes. And you put right in the box, clothes. And then you could mark it or off as high priority for opening or low priority for opening.
So you can print that label?
You can print that label, slap it on a box. You just have to buy the labels.
That's great.
You can slap it on the box. And really the way that works, it's great because when you're coming onto the truck or off the truck, you're organized. You know every box that goes right in the room you want it to go to. So if it has got to go in the kitchen, you might have 10 boxes for the kitchen, but you have two or three of them that are marked with a high priority for opening up, and you can actually speak the contents on the box. So if you know these three boxes got to go be open first because they're high priority, you don't have to fumble around looking through the other box for things. You put the things that you want in the high priority box, and you unload those first, and you're ready to cook the next day, you know, after the move.
Right.
Most people order the first
pizza
the first day after the move. They're too tired. So, I mean, they print that out. Yeah.
That's perfect. I love it.
Yep. Yeah, there's so many features on this. They can order checks from the app. Right now we're partnering with Carousel Checks in our app, so they could go there, and there's a section that allows them to do that. We're eventually going to be creating links by state, so if there's things that apply to your state, probably break it down by county. Again, we're still like in the preliminary stages, but it'll be things related to moves. You know, in the government links, you got to go in there and you could go to government agencies if you want. Maybe you got to let Social Security know you're moving. Mm-hmm. You could do that. There's the post office and everything there as well. And then there's like certain things that we have that tie into it as well as links that we recommend. You know, if there's something you, Natalie, think you could help people that are moving with, that you see our app, we should add to it, let us know. You know, because, again, it's all there for the convenience of the consumer. And this is what makes our marketing different than other people for our app. We're not really selling it. It's free. We want the consumer to get it. And then
I was
want
just gonna
them
ask
to
you
decide.
That. It's definitely free, huh? That's fantastic.
Yep, not a nickel. And then they decide who they want to contact. We don't go out there and push ads and, you know, every 5 minutes there's a pop-up. It doesn't work that way, you know. So they have full control of who they want to contact and who they don't want to contact. In fact, direct mail, that's the one thing we have, is we have people sometimes that don't want to get direct mail. So they ask to be removed from a mailing list. So, and they can do that. That's their right to be doing that. The same thing with the app. For people that don't want to be inundated with different advertisers that they don't need, maybe the advertiser is featured there and they select it if they want it. So that's how we're looking at making it work.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That
so
is
I don't
great.
Know if you have any.
I love
yeah.
it. No, I love it. That's really, I'm just really impressed. MyMovingList.com. Mm-hmm. So we've got Vince Prado, and this is Real Estate Universal. This is Natalie Mullenix. We're talking about marketing. Is print marketing mailing over? And the answer is not hardly. In addition, MyMovingList.com app is going to be, is very exciting and simplifies everybody's life. There's a couple others you were talking about. You mentioned your moving guide. Is that strictly hard copy or is that online too?
It's in Las Vegas only. It is hard copy.
Okay.
It's funny because sometimes we get varying information from other major sources of data. And one of the things I do track is my moving guide. For example, when we get information that a house is on the market, we get information when it posts. So we know when we mail it, and we track that. So to me, timing is the right message at the right time. And believe it or not, sometimes you think you have the right time, but it turns into the wrong time in marketing. So when I say that,
right.
I think I'd shared with you, I had a car dealer here in Las Vegas. Whenever the stock market went up, guy sold a lot of cars. Whenever the stock market had a bad day, I mean, there's so many aspects to marketing that can't affect people's results.
The emotional
truth of the matter
part
is,
of it, yeah.
Right. The consumer has to want it when you're delivering it, and that's really what provides the result. They have to want to do business with you because you're getting there when they want to use it, and that's the hardest thing to be able to figure out sometimes. Not always,
With
the home buyers, we've got that figured out. We know what they want when they're getting there. Now, what we see today, even in our programs here, is that we see overall the response is a little bit less because they're paying more for homes today. So they wait a little bit longer to get these additional items that they would like to buy. So that's a market condition. It doesn't mean that I'm doing anything different when I'm mailing that person the messages that we're mailing them. It means the only difference is their situation has changed a little bit. So, and that's
right,
how marketing can be affected. You know, you talk about things going on sometimes in the news with, negative things in the news. I'm trying to think of, it could be something as somebody, I think you might relate to this, somebody shooting missiles at Hawaii.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Did that hurt response at that time?
It
guess
didn't
people
help.
Were, yeah.
No, that's
yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that. Yeah, you don't have any control of it, actually. I think where I'm expecting marketing to weaken over the next few years, I'm expecting TV to weaken. They're getting a lot more competition from all over the place. I could still reach somebody at their mailbox if I'm sending out a mail piece to them. But TV now, you can download, you can go to Netflix, you can watch things on your iPad. You could fast forward. You know, my wife does all her programming where she records it and then she fast forwards through all the commercials.
Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
right.
I expect TV to become a little bit weaker. Overall, I think TV today is smarter in the sense how they're trying to present their marketing, and I don't know how this might work for the real estate industry, but the messages are now put into the programming. And so if you're talking about home sales, hey, why not HGTV, you know what I mean? That's going to get you your message
so that's
out.
What they're
maybe,
right. Right.
Yeah. So they're changing it. And it's not so much in the commercial, but within the program itself that they're doing. If you ever watch the movies and you start seeing Coca-Cola pop up in the movies or something else, that's a way that they've tried to counter because they know people are fast forwarding through commercials and things of that nature. So marketing is changing. Radio, I think, is going to remain relatively strong still because people have to drive, but
at
they're driving
time,
less.
Right. Certain time.
Right,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the internet is going to change everything. But with that change, like I said, you have to come back and go ahead and expect to be getting things that you may not want. They're more of an intrusion in your life than the piece that you didn't want in your mailbox that you could throw out in the garbage.
Exactly.
It's all these other treasures. Yep. Yep, your privacy and all that. So, I mean, talking about the marketing changes, there is a whole bunch of stuff that I'm hearing on the horizon with regard to technology things that they're testing, especially along with like the algorithm that you were mentioning and all that. But there is no more privacy because of technology, and I think more and more people have accepted that.
No, I agree.
So
that's I don't know why we're all accepting it though. No, I mean I'm sure some of those rules will change, you know, as time goes on. You know, mm-hmm. Where people could have more decision making in that with the algorithms of turning it off. Or just how we have do not call list, or if you want to be taken off a list. You know, hopefully that's
I think what you're going to find more and more is things like the cryptocurrency industry. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's changing everything.
Oh, I love cryptocurrency is amazing. I have some Bitcoin and Litecoin and
Yep, good for you. I mean, most people have taken to that. And the idea is obviously with blockchain technology. The goal of the financial industry is to get away from paper money. And so marketing,
right.
The more technology that you could bring on where people don't use real, well, I'll call paper money currency, and real money is like things
right.
like silver and gold, you know, where people, they don't want people using that. So the believe it or not, the technology is going to get people developing their habits so they're not using real money. And so I think you're going to see technology continue to prosper in ways like never before. But again, direct mail, I don't see it going. I don't see any industry closing down, to be honest with you. I think they're all just going to work together in some form.
That would be great to see. That's really promising. It has been a pleasure to have you on. It's been such
Thank
a pleasure.
You.
We're almost at the end right now. And this is, again, Vince Prado with you have the mymovinglist.com. It's newresidentservices.com. Tell us, we only have a couple minutes left, but tell us what you did. This, I'm assuming this is only in Vegas, but it sounds like something you could put elsewhere as well. ScenicLasVegas.com.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, people about – I'm going to say it was 1992, 1993, if my memory serves me correct. We started getting some ideas on a website. My wife was going to training, and I, during a latter time, she started doing web development, and she had a project to develop. And by the time we had opened up New Resident Services, we started talking about, everybody comes to Las Vegas and they think of gaming and gambling and, you know, coming to win, but don't really realize that we have an incredibly lovely area around here. And I said, besides, I think Clark County New Resident Services, which was at that time our name, we weren't called New Resident Services till a little bit later, I think it would be great to have a supplemental site out there for us to be able to allow people to go to see what Las Vegas is really about. And there's
even outside
beautiful
of the
scenery.
Right, outside of the Strip, yeah.
Correct.
So much
but we do tie
so
in,
there.
We do tie in some outdoor activities around the Strip, too, that people could go to, but
mm-hmm.
this is a totally the opposite. So my wife took this on as a project, and she came up with the idea of ScenicLasVegas.com. And ultimately, we use it kind of as a support website for ourselves. What's interesting about it, if somebody is looking to come to Las Vegas and they say, well, what can I do that outside of gambling itself to get out there and really see what Las Vegas looks like? That's what ScenicLasVegas.com is all about. They could find places like Mount Charleston. We have skiing just
right.
minutes away from Las Vegas. I mean, you know, at Mount
right.
Charleston. So you could actually go skiing here in the desert. We
and
have,
it's a little cooler up there, too. That, I mean, in all year long, yeah, and just for relaxing,
yes.
yeah. That's great.
Yeah, it's about 30 degrees cooler. And then we also have a place called the Valley of Fire, which is a real nice, and there's like all these Indian petroglyphics around there that people could go see, and it's just beautiful scenery. Lake Mead is changing. It's becoming more of a pond than a lake lately, but, you know, we do have Lake Mead. It's probably the number one visited place in Las Vegas area. You know, people almost always go out to see Lake Mead, probably because of Hoover Dam being there. So
right, and Red Rock, you have Red Rock too, right? Red Rock and
Red Rock,
great.
20 minutes outside of Las Vegas. It's beautiful scenery to go mountain climbing. Zion in Utah is not too far away. Zion, Grand Canyon is only a couple hours drive from Las Vegas. So, I mean, it ultimately reaches out. And what it did was, you know, for us, it makes other people aware of who we are as far as new resident services. It's not one of those things that we're putting out there to get response for. It's just, okay, they know this is new resident services in scenic Las Vegas. I've had a couple people approach me to buy that website. And,
I can imagine.
My wife is just too much in love with it, and so she makes sure she keeps it a high price. Not many people want to get it because she has full control over it. I didn't have any of her work in that. She just does a great job. She's a great person. She's got an incredible talent when it comes to web design. And unfortunately, because we're getting up there in age, we've kind of lost her services outside of that web page to build web pages. We have to go externally, and same with me. I'm getting up there in age too, so you know, ultimately it's great. If people ever get out to Las Vegas, I would recommend they visit that site and maybe see if there's something they want to do there. Again, it's not commercialized. We just have one page there's a link to people that are doing that. Most of our internet stuff and our app is not commercialized. We don't want to do anything unless people say, I think I want to go and look into this place. It's almost like it's there, but it's
I love it.
So it's a lighter side to that. I want to ask you a question, if it's okay.
Sure.
You said it's been a while since you used direct mail. And I'm wondering, is that pretty common now within the realtor industry?
Well, you know, with me, I've been building our membership association, so we're working with agents and brokers around the country, but we have a brokerage in Hawaii and Maryland, right?
In that respect,
because the target, it's a little different, and then we have a lot of repeat buyers and customers. I think what I'm seeing is agents and brokers should use some direct mail. Some will use, like, just listed cards, you know, just listed cards, just farming. You're seeing a lot of people going in and use Facebook right now. Facebook Live, and, of course, all the Internet sites because a lot of leads come in. So in answer to that, I think it has gone down a lot. I would recommend that if somebody knows they want to be in a farm area, I would recommend getting back out and doing more of the direct marketing. But it's pulled back. The newspaper ads, the print ads have cut back considerably. I'd say agents have maybe 60%, you know. But people are still doing spot ads, but not I think it should be done, but that's a good question. I'm doing a different phase of it right now. Individually.
And how do they find real quick the results on Facebook? I know we're running out of time, but how do they find results at realtors on Facebook?
The Facebook people can pay for ads in target market, right? So if they say, like you were saying before, if, you know, you want people that are moving in this area or the certain age or income bracket, or, you know, they're interested in buying or selling, like, in the next month, there's ways to target market with Facebook, buy ads that way. And then a lot of people are doing Facebook Lives, and a lot of people come in and they're seeing either the properties or other information, and somebody may like it. I don't think the Facebook Live is as good as the target marketing for selling or buying. But I just had somebody the other day say they sold picked up a $500,000 buyer on one. So, you know, it's just, to me, that seems a little more hit or miss on the Facebook Live because it's a live thing that happens right then. But the targeted marketing seems to work well. But I think with what you're, you know, if you want to build your farm and you're an agent or broker, these postcards make sense. They still make sense. Or the calendars, or, you know, keeping yourself in front of everybody at least, you know, so many times a year. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Well, cool. I was just curious about that.
Yeah, it's definitely changed. It's gone down a lot, you know, and for agents and brokers that are in certain farm areas. I've seen it, but
In Las Vegas, what I see most ads, believe it or not, I still see more newspaper, or maybe retirement community that's filling a newspaper.
You do?
I don't know, but I still see most I forget what they call them, TMCs, Total Market Coverage Programs, mm-hmm. newspapers do and things like that. I still see them in the newspaper. We do see them in the Valpax money mailers, and there's another company called RSVP. We do see realtor ads there, but there's, for the number of people doing it, there's not many. How are we on time?
Right. So we're just about finished. We're at the end. So that hour went by fast, didn't it?
Amen.
Amen. It did. Well, it has been a pleasure having you on. I don't want to cut out.
Thank you.
We've hit the 60-minute time. But, we'll have to have you back and keep in touch. And
thanks,
to everybody, mymovinglist.com, very, very phenomenal app. I think that's going to grow quickly. And
thank you.
Do you want to say one last comment to people, especially for Vegas?
Yes. Just thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Natalie. If ever you need anything from me, I could be reached at mymovinglist.com or newresidentservices.com. You could find our information there. And I hope you'll really encourage, if you're a realtor, people to try this app, get some feedback, see if they like it. And if you're a consumer that's going to be moving soon, check it out. I'd love to hear your comments on it. And I think you'd be pleasantly surprised by it. Thank you.
I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you to everybody out there. I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.
Thanks, Natalie.